Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Sailor Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, the first place Tampa Bay Rays, and the in-the-playoff Tampa Bay Lightning. Title Town is what they call it. We'll see how far we go with all those teams. But anyway, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite on this Memorial Day weekend. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to go right to the telephone line, and Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Morning.
We have two callers on the line. I'm going to take the first one because I know who it is. This has got to be Wesley Chapel on the line, right?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning.
Okay, it's Elliot.
Good morning,
okay.
Good morning. Denise, I agree with you 110% on the comment that you just made. And, Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to add to that. When President Trump takes office in 2024, one of the top five things to do is to call for all of our allies around the world of the U.S. to meet for an emergency conference to discuss the world threat from Russia, China, and Iran. Now, militarily, our world forces, allies, must train together in order to fight together. Our special forces groups, we have many of them that are based in Djibouti on the Horn of North Africa. We also have Japan, France, Italy, Spain, China, and Saudi Arabia there as well. Now, the U.S. supersonic military jets from their location will be on top of the situation in the Middle East in no time. We know and understand we do not have the forces to match up against China, so we need to use our head and start training extensively. It must happen to challenge China, Russia, world order. Thank you so much, Denise, for that statement you made. Captain, bless. Thank you so much, and have a great day, sir.
Okay, thank you, and that's Elliot. Okay, we got another caller on the line, but go ahead and make a comment.
Well, I don't think that the next conflict will with any of our adversaries will look like previous on the ground or air.
Nope.
Even sea type conflicts, although that I think it could necessarily lead to that. I think it'll be much more of a hybrid, and I think that our adversaries are drawing first blood, especially in the cyber realm. They have seen how it can, certain kinds of cyber attacks, can really destroy us, as it did with the Colonial Pipeline hack. I think that was a shot across the bow to the United States. We are prepared through NSA and through several other type of non-government agencies, non-government corporations to do this kind of thing, but nobody has given the nod of approval to take on our adversaries.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, we did take down a little bit of Iran a couple of years ago in their cyber, which was given approval by Trump.
Yep.
And I think that we ought to go on the offensive, and we're not doing it.
Okay, here's caller number two. Is this Kentucky? I know that much. Who's calling us from Kentucky?
Hi, Captain. It's Pat Manson. I heard you talking about you ordering something. I remember, it's been quite a while ago, right, when this first started, that you were saying you either ordered a pair of tennis shoes from China or boots or something.
No, it wasn't boots. It was a telephone holder. It was one of those little sheets that you put your phone in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came from China, and I didn't realize that. And I don't know if it had anything to do with it or not, but who knows?
Okay. Thanks. Have a great night.
That's a fact. That's what happened, and it did come from China. And I didn't know this little phone case was coming from China.
Okay. Well, probably 85% of the goods here in the United States come from China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Probably 85% of the goods that come from China are all sitting in warehouses that Amazon uses for distribution.
Yeah, you're right. And their planes fly in and out. By the way, real quick here, the GOP has finally smartened up, and I guess they're not going to tolerate another political witch hunt a la the Russian collusion, so they blocked the January 6th commission vote.
Yeah, that needed a, what is known as a, filibuster vote, and they, Mitch McConnell, having a brain freeze, Mitch McConnell ensured that that happened, and we're happy for that. But I will say this. Chuck Schumer is going to be a little snot, and he's going to be he's already threatened to bring out the H.R. 1 vote.
In June.
As a result. But
Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks. The break is coming. There goes the 10-second mark, and I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a great day in the neighborhood, Memorial Day weekend. Remember the reason for Memorial Day. And we'll be telling you more about that in about 15 minutes. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And on the weekend, we're played at all various times across the country in our affiliates. Some people play us on Saturday at different times. Some people play us on Sunday at different times. And even a few people play us bright and early Monday morning at a different time than what the show's on, period. So there you go. Now, we are going to let these folks here tell you about themselves. This is the XP Stem Cell Patch Company, and they can make you feel better.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
And, of course, we were talking before the break with Denise Simon about the January 6th commission and that vote being kiboshed by the Republicans. So you were making a point. Go ahead and finish it.
Well, the point is that we should be doing nothing but studying two things. One is all things China and the virus, and the other is cyber. I just mentioned that, you know, if we get into any kind of a conflict with, let's say, China and the South China Sea, I think what's going to be most important there would be electronic warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to certainly forget the space race and with all things that are going on in space has everything to do with cyber. Our banking systems go through space, GPS goes through space, I think that is just a colossal vulnerability for us. But the other piece is, the Biden administration seems too timid for any of this, is to be developing and talking with all the agencies and the associated experts with the agencies, and there are some for sure, about what we are going to do to punish China. And China needs to be brought to heel here at this point in a big way. And we have a lot of things at our disposal, the least of which is eliminating a favored nations clause or agreement that we have. We should be doing things like stopping all visas for Chinese students. Mm-hmm. We should look at the relationship we have with them, or the World Bank has with China and loans and whatnot. So I think that we are. We need to be looking at sanctions and options on the table and be prepared to pull the trigger on any of those.
Well, Joe Biden said that he thinks that China thinks that it's going to own America by 2035, maybe sooner. Of course, he would have
correct.
The knowledge on that.
Well, and remember, it wasn't too long ago on the campaign trail that he said, China is going to own us. Come on, man.
Yeah.
They're working pretty hard at doing that.
Yep, and he has to know that because he's the best that China could buy, him and Hunter.
Well, I mean, what's actually in the presidential daily briefing, or is he even getting them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if he is, does he understand what he's being told?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good question because it's... Beginning to look
I don't think
more.
He does. I think it's way above his head.
I think you're absolutely right. Now, let's talk about San Jose, California for a second and the gunman's home where they went in and they searched the home and what they found there. They found a bunch of Molotov cocktails, a bunch of guns, 25,000 rounds of ammunition at this guy's house. And he was planning on doing this. The DHS had a chat with him a while before this had happened, and he was about to get reprimanded for racist comments, I guess, that he'd made there at work.
Well, we have another phenomenon here, and that is that he was known to law enforcement.
Yeah.
And I would say, okay, so I'm not a huge proponent of red flag laws. But I would say in this particular case, didn't work out so well.
No, they blew it. They really blew it because this was a prime case where there was something wrong and they didn't pursue it long enough or right enough or accurate enough or something enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a poll out there, and you know what I'm like when it comes to polls, but this one is because of the topic, not because of what it revealed. The topic was President Trump responsible for the January 6th assault on the Capitol with his comments? Well, more than half the people, almost 2-1 in terms of numbers that filled the poll out, say that Donald Trump was not responsible for the January 6th assault on the Capitol.
Right.
So I'm all right with that, but of course there were some Democrats yesterday who went, wait a minute, this can't be right. Because, of course, they're trying to nail him to the wall with this, or anything for that matter.
The January 6th commission or committee or whatever it is isn't about Trump. It's about the 74 million people that voted for him.
That's right.
Period.
Yep, that's right. They're trying to make us all look like we're...
He was impeached twice.
Yep.
The second impeachment was on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's about us.
Yeah.
So I think that needs to be understood that they're coming and they're using every single tool, least of which is the Second Amendment, mm-hmm. least of which is the First Amendment, which is getting the help from the tech companies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming after us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Facebook is probably just rolling over right now because of the fact that they had to do a little backtrack on the COVID stuff. Now the general consensus is that China or the lab did have something to do with it, so Facebook had to back up their on their getting rid of people, you know, putting them in Facebook jail and all that?
The power known and unknown and the influence that China and Russia have inside the United States. I don't want to say over the United States, although that could be applicable.
Yep.
Is underreported. I don't believe that people fully understand the tools, effective tools.
Mm-hmm.
The lobby companies that China and Russia have in the United States, the secretive, nefarious operations they have in the realm of social media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many of you out there think that some of the nonsense that you read out there is really at the hands of Russia and China when it comes to all things the vaccines? I mean, they're fueling the fires. They're doing the exact same thing that the Internet Research Agency did during the Trump election. So it's they have us in academia, they have us in corporations, they've got us in Silicon Valley, they've got us in government agencies, they have us in corporations, and it doesn't matter what industry it is.
Eric is saying we're within a cross between fourth and fifth generation asymmetrical warfare by proxy and on cyber.
Pretty much.
Yep. Okay. Well, gee whiz, I'll tell you, this is really something. And everything else that is going on out there, you know, when you turn around, even many folks that have been asked about the question, this is not a poll, but just comments, believe that Joe Biden is compromised by China, Democrats and Republicans alike.
No argument for me.
You got it. All right. Well, have yourself a great day. I hope you have a very spiritual, reverent Memorial Day, and I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
All right. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Coming back with a special guest to talk about Memorial Day on what is normally the Military and Veterans News segment, our good friend Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle lines are drawn along party lines over President Biden's new $6 trillion budget. Biden says he's going to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. Some of the wealthiest would pay nearly 40% on capital gains, but that would leave the U.S. nearly $2 trillion less than it would spend. President Biden says it's worth it if it helps grow the economy, rebuild infrastructure, and free people from the pandemic. Biden was once again on location, this time paying tribute to military members past and present in a pre-Memorial Day, address.
We make up 1% of the population. We defended 99% of the rest of us.
The president was speaking to enlisted troops at Virginia's Joint Base Langley Eustis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. Now, of course, this is Memorial Day weekend. And on Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people will go out of their way to see the military folks dressed up either in their old uniforms or maybe with a hat on or a shirt or something like that. And the first thing they'll do is walk up to them and say, thank you for your service. Well, that's not what we do on Memorial Day. And I've got a good friend of the show with us right now to talk about that with me, Colonel Jim Warshuk, retired U.S. Air Force. And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, why is it that, you know, it's nice to hear thank you for your service and all that, but why is it that come Memorial Day, it's a special day and we'd rather hear something totally different?
You know, well, I think over the course of history, so to speak, the commercialization of holidays, and, you know, every holiday has to be all about some type of commercial aspect of life, and people lose the meaning. Maybe they never had, never understood the meaning. You know, I watched something the other day where they were asking, what is Memorial Day to mean? Most people didn't even have a clue. They were doing it on Fox or one of the programs, one of these man on the street interviews. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, I know you and I can remember back when we were in school, particularly elementary school, was a pretty important thing.
And
you know, we learned. Now what, and the other thing is because, you know, we have three main days that we deal with the military. You know, of course, first, you know, this weekend being Memorial Day.
Right.
Memorial Day is to honor the dead.
Yep.
Period. And I'm going to be a little bit blunt, Matt, on some of this stuff because I want people to understand what this is about.
Right.
May 31st is Memorial Day. That's the way it is. It's set in stone. Mm-hmm. It's part of our heritage. Veterans Day You and I are veterans, as are many, many, many others that we're friends with and know in November. Veterans Day is for those who served and have since taken the uniform off, either because they finished their tour, they retired, what have you. And then there's Armed Forces Day, which we just celebrated a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And that represents those who are currently serving active duty, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Guard, Reserve. Those are the guys and gals you can go up to and say, thank you for your service. You can't say thank you for your service to the fallen, to the dead. They're gone. Either never came back, buried at sea, buried in a military cemetery somewhere. Now I will caveat it. You can go say that to one of their family members who lost a husband or a wife or son or daughter or grandchild, and that's fine. But just honor the dead. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the commercial aspect of it, what ticks me off more than anything else is, and you, we all see it, the Memorial Day white sale, go get your mattress. You know, don't ever exploit the dead for profit. I mean, to me, that's just, you know, that's a horrible thing. So, you know, Memorial Day, honor those. Talk to the family. If you know someone who has lost someone, you can talk to the family. And that's really all it comes down to.
Yeah. Now, one thing that we did, and we didn't do it last year, and we've been doing it up at Moss Nissan, that's been a place where we go because they honor first responders in the military, living and dead, and they have a little ceremony there. And we do the national anthem, and then they take the flag and take it all the way to full staff and then take it back down to half staff, which is what you're supposed to do on Memorial Day with the American flag. And that's something that we're going to do again this year that we couldn't do last year. And free food is given to anyone that shows up, doesn't matter who they are. We all sit there and we talk about and remember those people that we know that we've lost. We've had Gold Star people there before. Our good friend Craig Gross has been there a number of times. I'm not sure, but he may be up in D.C. this week at Arlington, for all I know. I'm not sure. Our friend George, though, is with Rolling Thunder in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, they're all up there. And, of course, Rolling Thunder is an organization that's all about Memorial Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you hit the nail on the head perfectly. When we do these things, they should be done with reverence, as you said, with, you know, lowering the flag. Have you know, a veteran or someone speak, and we've all been to a number of Memorial Day ceremonies at different places. You have, if you're going to do something, you have to do that, because part of the process is to make people think and make people realize what it's about. Just to say, let's go have a barbecue because it's Memorial Day, that's the commercialization of it, and that's what we've got wrapped up into. Tie it to something of meaning where people can sit there, listen to someone talk, and, you know, you and I have all been to these things, same thing on Veterans Day. You have to tie it to some type of historical precedence so people learn. We're losing our generations fast when it comes to God, country, patriotism. People are not into it, and we have a responsibility to continue that way of thinking. So you're exactly right, Matt.
Well, before I let you go, Colonel, I'm going to mention something that just came out of the chat room. Eric in Seminole, who is a Marine Corps father, two sons that have been in the Marine Corps. One of them's currently there, and he just got promoted, by the way. I think he's a staff sergeant now. But he says, absolutely, it's not about me. It's about remembering them, the last full measure of devotion.
Exactly.
Yep.
Spot on.
Yep.
This is the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it comes comes down to, and we need to remember them. We can't forget them.
Well, Colonel, I appreciate you being with us, and I look forward to talking to you again another time, and I'm going to let you go, and thank you very much for getting up early with us and telling us.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
God bless America.
All right. God bless America.
And, folks, in honor of all of our fallen, I'm going to play this song.
I don't care what they say. I would never leave and throw it all away. It's my home. It's my sweet home, America. Someone to leave. Such a disgrace. They forget the heroes buried in their place. They sacrificed. They gave their lives for America. Maybe I don't know what's wrong or right. One thing I know, you always keep us safe at night. You are heroes through and through in everything you do. Because of you, we remain safe and free. As we count the stars above, and we can't give up on you. On the streets of the day, they give it all, they do their best, they earn their pay. The sacrifice, they give their lives for America. Oh, America, let freedom ring and let our flags still wave. Don't forget the ones whose lives are on the line each day. You are heroes through and through in everything you do. Because of you, we remain safe and free. As we count the stars above, where God sends all his true love. You are heroes who are true. It's true. And you can't.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All right, and now it's time for an Edwards Notebook with Ron Edwards, as we like to call him, Ron Edwards, and here we go.
Several times on previous pages from the Edwards Notebook, I stated that wisdom had taken wing and flown back to our Heavenly Father. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when one looks at decisions being made in places like Michigan, California, New York, etc., it is apparent that godly wisdom is not being utilized. In the biblical book of Proverbs 14, verse 34, is a truth godly leaders cited frequently in past generations, which states, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Patrick Henry, one of the most outspoken revolutionary leaders, predicted that whether or not the newly formed United States would prove a blessing or a curse will depend upon the use our people make of the blessings which a gracious God hath bestowed upon us. If they are wise, they will be great and happy. If they are of a contrary character, they will be miserable. Righteousness alone can't exalt them as a nation. Well, we the people, first as individuals and then corporately as a nation, must seek God and His righteousness to not only continue in His grace, but also benefit from God's wisdom, which can lead us to victory over those now seeking to kill, steal from, and destroy the USA. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, Ron Edwards. And by the way, every year at this time, I pick out a song and I play it, the full song. And then I come back and I finish off the segment for what it is we're going to do. And here we go.
thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it costs to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. Thankful for the things we've done. We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
All I can say to that is, wow, gets me every time. But that's what it's all about. And people need to understand that Memorial Day is about those that didn't come back. And I got 3 of my friends still to this day that I have no idea what happened to them. They're POW/MIA, have been, still are, but we don't forget them. We remember them. This is the weekend. This is the day coming up, Memorial Day, Monday the 31st, that we remember. And I hope that you folks remember, too, in the proper fashion, as the Colonel and I spoke about here about 25 minutes ago. Now, to everybody that's out there, George just sent me a message here. He and his group, they're over, They're over at Veterans Memorial Park in Merritt Island, over in the east coast of Florida. They're doing 3 days. And last night they did the Eternal Light for the Gold Star Families there at Veterans Memorial Park in Merritt Island. They have the Vietnam traveling wall there, too. Yeah, George, this is quite a sight. And by the way, my cousin's last name, same as mine, is on the wall there, southwestern corner of the wall down towards the bottom. You'll see it. You'll see it. And again, thanks, Eric, for your great comments. And thanks, Sony. I see you're in there, too. You know, we've got some great patriots. Amanda, Sam the Paper Man, Bill, Lynn up in Cape Cod, our friend Bill Bunkley, he's listening to all of this. Chris Markowski, he's listening up there. Tammy, Sony, 62 more people. I can't mention them all, but we thank everybody that shares this with us each year when we do these special programs for not only the veterans, but September 11th, and I don't even need to go into that because you know what happened on September 11th. And I can smile a little bit now because I'm still here to talk about it. But the thing of it is this day isn't about any living veteran. This is about remember the ones that have fallen. Remember the ones that have fallen. We will never forget them. A lot of mothers, a lot of fathers, a lot of brothers, a lot of sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins. And this is the day that we choose to remember them, the 31st. Now, I will be at the gun show in Largo today at the Largo Event Center, which is the old Minreg Hall. I'll be there till 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock. We'll see. It depends on the crowd. If it thins out, I usually leave a little bit earlier. But I'll be there till at least 2, let's put it that way. And the doors open at 9, so come on over. And we got free stuff we'll be giving out. So my table's always where the free stuff is. I might have a couple of samples there of things from Relief Factor and from Balance of Nature, too. We'll see. And I'll also have a lot of the gifts stuff from the discount stuff from MyPillow. To where you'll be able to take advantage of that if you want to, will be on my table as well. So there you go. And remember, this program is not about me. There's no I, me, or mine what we do. It's about we. We the people. We can get this done. The time to start is now. Right here, right now, today. Take back our country from the socialist communists that have stolen it from us. We're taking this country back, and we're going to start with the school boards and go from there. All righty. I'll see y'all Monday morning, 2 a.m., right here, many of these same stations. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.